Hey everyone, Charles here, and first of all, thank you for stopping by my podcast. If this show inspires you, makes you think, or gives you that courage to jump into action, please help by donating to this show. Click the link in the description and donate. Your donation helps us with production and finding great guests moving forward. Thank you and enjoy.
Amazon is offering sign-on bonuses up to $1,000, plus get up to $20 an hour for select roles. The best part? We're hiring near you. So start now to take home something greater. New, higher wages with a sign-on bonus. A range of real benefits and career growth opportunities in a top-rated workplace. So earn more and see how great pay and sign-on bonuses can lead to a greater life for you. Go to amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. And how's everybody doing? Okay. I don't know if I've been this excited before to do my show, but welcome to the Charles Matthews Show and the Jump Show. Yes, you may be wondering, this is going to be a special show. It's a two-style show. I'm putting both my shows, The Jump and the Charles Matthews Show, together. I've never done it before for this special guest. Now, I've been excited. You know, we've been talking for a while, and I'm going to tell you, this is going to be an interview you don't want to miss. So stay tuned for my special guest, the new Consul General of Jamaica, coming on live right now. Stay tuned. Let's go. So let's not keep him waiting any longer, because I know you're excited to see him. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show the new CG, Mr. Downey. Give him a big round of applause. How you doing, sir?
I'm good. It's Friday.
Now, listen, I've been preparing for this for a while. We've been talking. I know your personality, and I can't wait to show everybody who you really are, because that's the main thing about this show, is just to get to know you a little bit more, and I'm excited to do that. So before we get started, how has it been in Canada so far for you?
It's been very good, actually. I had a very smooth transition coming in, and I must give credit to my staff first and foremost. They made me feel very, very comfortable, even from quarantine. And when I started having initial meetings, I mean, everybody welcomed me. And so I'm loving Canada so far, until it gets cold, I suppose.
All right. So the first question I'm going to ask you is, what was the first meal you had in Canada?
It was Miss Cutie's baked chicken. And she's Jamaican. And it was with rice and vegetables.
Oh, nice, nice. All right, so like my veterans on the show, I have to shout out somebody that's always on the show, and he wants to say good morning to you, sir. Claudio wants to say good morning, Mr. Downey. Good morning. There you go.
Morning, Claudio.
So there we go. So like I said to everybody, I'm merging two shows into one. So it's not like going to be like my other show. So we're going to dive in to get to know you a little better.
Sure.
So can you tell me background, born, raised, growing up? Give me a little bit of the background. Let me ask you a question. Where are you from?
I'm from Jamaica and Portland at that. I was born in Manchineel, Portland. My parents are from St. Thomas, Duckenfield. My mother is from Duckenfield, and my father from Port Antonio, Summerstone Road. My father got a job in Port Maria in 1972, so he migrated there. So we followed after my birth around December of 1973. So I grew up in a sea town, Port Maria, Paji to be specific. And I was there for a few years until high school. I then moved to Highgate.
Okay, so growing up as a little boy, mm-hmm. What did you dream about doing? What was the dream about, you know, growing up? You know, did you see yourself being super mad, you know what I mean? Running into buildings. What was your dream growing up?
You know what? There wasn't anything really specific, but as really what you call in Jamaica, we use the term bookworm. So I'd read everything under the sun. I think as I got into languages, I wanted to be an interpreter at one time, and then it then mushroomed into something else. But there was no one thing.
Oh, okay. Now, are you the only child, brothers and sisters?
No, I am one of several. For my parents, I'm the elder of two. My younger brother, Raymond, is 8 years younger than I am. I have an older sister, Margaret, and I have three other brothers as well.
So family is big. Everybody's, you know, like Christmas is just around the corner. All right. Tell us what Christmas was like in your house.
It was good. I had to be in the kitchen, of course, not cooking, but my mother would bake fruitcake. And of course, you know, you got the job to mix the batter. And of course, the butter and the sugar. And, you know, as kids, you have to taste it.
Okay.
So that was good. And of course, sorrel. Sorrel is a must with the rice grains at the bottom and everything. And she used to actually give away the cakes. I never understood the rationale. She just bake a whole bunch of cakes and then just gave them away. Of course, she'd bake. My father wasn't into fruitcake, so he got his own special plain cake. Boring. Okay, but that's what it was. And of course, yeah, you know, you have to have the gunga peas and rice and ham and chicken and all of that good stuff.
All right. So favorite one gift that you got, the favorite gift, like you remember this gift. From...
It has to be a police car.
So that's the one gift you just got when you were younger and you're like, that's it.
Yeah. You know, you love sirens. We never had internet back then, you know. These kids are lucky. You know, we are used to playing marbles outside, and where I was, you know, you went to a few times. My parents wouldn't allow me, but with a couple of friends, you went to the river. You know, you got to go in the bush. So, you know, you're a country boy. So you just, but it was good interacting though.
So then growing up now, you get to that next level, school. You said you're a bookworm, so what school did you go to?
Well, first, Miss Kitson's Basic School. That was on Warner Street in Port Maria. And then I went to Port Maria Primary, where my mother taught. And she taught me in grade 4, so there were no special favors. So, you know.
You better have aced those tests, I'm sure.
A keen eye every day. And after that, I went to St. Mary High School in Highgate. I spent 5 good years. And then for sixth form, I went to Wilma's.
Okay, so then, you know, everybody wants to know. Is it the football player, the cricket, you know, what was your sport?
Nah, I was just, I was on the debate team back at St. Mary, but I was a straight bookworm.
Okay.
In fact, I have to recall that when I was in grade 8, we had our own school challenge quiz. Mm-hmm. With quiz masters and everything. And of course, we aced all the questions with history and Spanish.
So that's it. I can tell. So since you keep saying you're the bookworm, what's the favorite book?
Well, at the time when I was growing up, Hardy Boys, Nancy Drew. I love spy thrillers. So that was it for me.
And then just reading and getting the knowledge is moving on. Okay, so now you've gone to the next level in your life, right? And going to like university and college. What's that like for you?
Oh, that was good. In fact, I would want to recount a story that I actually chose international relations because of a teacher I had, a physics teacher, who looked at my grades and said, well, you're good at history, you're good at Spanish. I think you should study that. So when I went to Wilma's, I did Spanish accounting and history. And at that time, would you believe, I wrote on my application for profession, diplomat at the time. I had no idea. And so I lived on campus, Irving Hall, Hall of Halls, what can I say? Although I might be confusing it. But that was good. I spent 2 years, met a lot of colleagues from the Caribbean. So you're talking about St. Lucia, Trinidad, Barbados, Antigua, St. Kitts. And that was really a good experience. So you actually, in living on hall, you had to share a room, at least when you're a freshman. So you went through a ragging process, which was not pleasant. but you endured it. And then, I mean, it was just part of building character. And it's about the camaraderie. And so to this day, one of my best friends is actually from hall.
Okay, so, you know, everybody thinks about the new boy coming in and stuff, and I guess you had to pledge and do all the other stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah, I tell you.
I can tell that's not a good memory for you.
No, at all.
But when you look back at it now, do you say, well, you know, it wasn't that bad, or you just, no, that's just not it?
Nah, nothing to that at all. Mm-mm. But what it did though, because it was a co-ed, you know, so you had guys and we had two sister blocks, A and F. And so again, you build relations. One thing you learned was a good study ethic. And I'm not a fan of cooking, but you had to cook at some point. We didn't have KFC and all those other restaurants that they have now. I mean, the whole place, I call it Sandals Mona. That's the rooms and how they are, the facilities that people have. We only had a man called Country, and he sell pan chicken. So if you don't get to Country by a certain time, dog, you're messed up. Trust me.
See, that actually goes to my other question I was going to ask you, that if you have somebody coming over your house, mm-hmm. and you want to wow them, what dish were you going to cook? That was my question I have written here. Like, what's your go-to dish? You just said about cooking, so I got to ask you right away. What's your go-to dish?
Well, back in the day, I'd do a mean chicken breast tenderloin with pineapple and pumpkin rice.
What? Watch. Okay. All right.
Yeah. These days, I'm able to upgrade to olive oil potatoes and maybe some sort of chicken. But my really, really, really favorite meal is manischewitz and oxtail. Yeah.
All right. So if anybody's listening, you know the way to CG's heart is right there.
And actually, I've gotten manischewitz since I've come. I have a school friend, who lives in Brampton. And when she came, she took me over to her cousin, and she came in my kitchen and said, "Donna, where the shed pan? It was my cousin cooking soup." I said, "What?" It didn't take me long.
There,
it was proper stuff in the big pot and all.
So with everything's going now, I know, you know, I want to get to know you better, but then I have to ask these questions. Is like, when you see the things with COVID, has COVID changed your life and your direction on thinking of, you know, being CG?
It certainly has. It causes me to be creative. Fortunately for me, when I came, it was in the middle of the pandemic and I had to go through quarantine. But from our first show that we had at the end of August, the virtual walkathon from the JCA. So that just brought into focus the realism that you had to do things differently. We couldn't meet together.
Right.
So right thereafter, I think the restrictions weren't as bad at the time. So I was able to meet a few people. But subsequently, then we had to shut it down and just do virtual meetings. But it certainly hasn't dampened my resolve. I've been very active. I have a heavy schedule meeting members of the community at all different levels.
Yeah.
And so that's still exciting because at least you get to see the person real time and you can follow up.
Okay, so I'm gonna do some things. It's called a throwback. Okay, so answer these questions. This is nothing new for you. You know, I've been doing some research on you, and being in front of the mic is not new. Tell us about this picture right here.
That was the interview to promote the 8th Biennial Jamaica Diaspora Conference. This was last. June, the conference was held. So I think the interview was either in May or June.
Okay, okay.
This was at JIS Studios.
And then what's this one right here?
That's actually at the Diaspora Conference on the third day, where I was making a presentation on giving a report card of what took place at the Jamaica 55 Diaspora Conference, what were some of the results and work that the diaspora themselves did.
See, that this one I could tell that you just landed one of your big punchline jokes, right?
Oh, boy. I was kind of nervous, too, before I made that presentation, because they just called on me suddenly. It's like, you're up.
Okay. Like, oh, so then tell me about this group right here.
That's the group in Birmingham, Association of Jamaican Nationals Birmingham. That was in 2013. I think it was in July. That's my farewell.
Okay, because I read the title and it says UK says goodbye, and I was like,
"Yeah."
So tell us about UK. What's the difference between UK and here, and what do you see the differences? And
I love the UK. My grandma lives in the UK, and other relatives, so I have a special place in my heart for them. It's the community, as you know, with the migration of the Windrush, HMS Windrush back in 48. So that's really, I would say, the start of mass migration. And so I really learned a lot about the community, how they survived during the migration period and the challenges they faced, and the fact that their indomitable spirit as Jamaicans came to the fore, their involvement in politics, in law, in community development, every sphere of influence you can think of. And so there are six regions from the north. And of course, the north will tell you, you know, there's life beyond the Watford Gap, which is the entrance to London. So, you know, as officers at the High Commission, you had to go beyond the Watford Gap. The gap, or else, you know, there will be some amount of kerfuffle. And the Midlands, West, East, South. So I got an opportunity to travel all across the UK and to Scotland, including. That was also special. We have a small community there. But the tie that binds everybody is the love for Jamaica and that passion. And that's the common bond in the US, where I served as well in New York. And from my knowledge of Canada as well. That's the one thing that binds everybody, the love for Jamaica and the fact that they want to give back in financial or non-financial ways.
So here's a funny thing people are always saying, Jamaicans are Jamaicans across the world. You know what I mean? If you're back home or you're here, what did you find when you went in there, how the Jamaicans are there, and, you know, the love of Jamaica across Canada, across the world?
Jamaicans are deeply passionate, and you know when you see it at a sporting event. So I've had the benefit of going to, or the good fortune, I should say, of going to Pen Relays in 1999. And then I was in London for the Olympics, so I saw Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce and Veronica Campbell-Brown winning the gold and bronze, respectively. Those tickets were prohibitive, boy. But you could really see, you know, everybody had their Jamaican flags waving and everybody was proud to be Jamaican. So as we excel in sport, that was really paramount. Every time that a Jamaican does well, we all celebrate. That's what you see wherever we are in the world.
So you must be a tea drinker then.
Oh, yeah. I have my fever grass right here.
Oh, see, I'm getting to know you. Fever grass.
Yes, otherwise known as lemongrass.
Okay, see?
That's a staple every morning.
Every morning.
So I made sure to ask Derek. I said, Derek, where can I find fever grass? So he started me out.
So what do you miss? Like, are you the tea and crumpets kind of person from there? Like,
from the UK?
Yeah.
I would say the restaurants. You know, they have, there was a particular restaurant that I liked, that sold nice sea bass, and that was good, and good cheesecakes. Yeah, that was good. Really, and I love carrot cakes as well.
All right.
And just the scenery is really different. You know, And I don't miss the damp and the rain, though, no.
So let's get into a little game that we play. It's called Rapid Fire. You ready?
Amazon is offering sign-on bonuses up to $1,000, plus get up to $20 an hour for select roles. The best part? We're hiring near you. So start now to take home something greater. New, higher wages with a sign-on bonus, a range of real benefits, and career growth opportunities in a top-rated workplace. So earn more and see how great pay and sign-on bonuses can lead to a greater life for you. Go to Amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
Uh-oh.
All right. So we heard favorite dish already. All right. Uh-huh. Just before you go on stage to present, what music you're listening to?
Jazz.
Jazz. Your hidden talent that nobody knows you can do?
Resumes.
Resumes. Favorite book?
The Principle and Power of Vision by Miles Monroe.
Your favorite movie?
Born.
What's the one thing that you it irritates you? Grinding teeth, blinking, scratching on the board.
Bad manners.
Okay. And if you could go to anywhere around the world to look that you've never been before, where would you go?
Japan.
Favorite artist?
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Stop. Are you ready to maximize the impact of your podcast interviews and elevate your brand like never before? Stop wasting time on interviews that don't reach their full potential. With our cutting-edge AI technology, you can transform your content into captivating marketing materials in just seconds. Don't wait for hosts to promote your work. Take control of your brand's narrative today. Click the link below and unlock the full potential of your interviews. Say hello to proactive marketing mastery and watch your brand soar with Cast Magic.
For now, I would say maybe I like her and I like Legacy.
Okay. And give me three people that influence CG to who he is today.
My mom, Dazlin Downer, my dad, Basil. And I'll have to say my teacher, Sion Gale.
And what did Sion Gale do for you?
Sion was the one who said to me, Lincoln, listen, you're not very good at physics. Let's put you in that stream that you can excel. So that's how I got into this profession, through his direction.
Beautiful. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to dive into now what you plan on doing. What CG plan on doing? We'll be right back.
CMJ Entertainment is a one-stop shop. CMJ Entertainment helps people to do any type of events, and it's a marketing tool as well. So we'll cover everything from start to finish. If it's a wedding, we'll make sure your wedding is over the top. And if it's an event, we make sure that everybody gets information at the end of the day. Give us a call at 416-414-8964 or online, go to cmjent.com.
Yes, we're back with my special guest, and I'm so honored that you could be here with us. So let's get into it. What is your vision? Like, when you came here, you know, you've walked around, we've talked, and, you know, you've seen things that you want to do. And what's your vision as CG?
My vision is really to be an effective purveyor of Jamaica's strategic interests, whether it be trade, whether it's diaspora engagement. And from that, one of the first things, I set three strategic objectives. The first one is to increase the consulate's footprint in the community, and we're doing that through communication. The second one is to create new pathways for the community organizations and groups so that we can collaborate together and really not only give back to Jamaica, but also empower the community. And the third one is to collaborate with Jamaica Tourist Board and JAMPRO in driving or thrust for investment and trade between the Greater Toronto Area and Jamaica. And I'm happy to report that thus far we have had a few successes, especially on the objective of just deepening that collaboration with the community. So I'm working with a university in looking at the effects of COVID-19 on Eglinton West. So hopefully in the next couple of months, when we're ready to go, we'll share more information on that, because data is important. So I'm really seeking to have a deeper collaboration with universities and also faith-based institutions. So I've already been in touch there. So I have a couple of meetings coming up with various groups, including the alumni that does tremendous work for Jamaica and for our children. Also, in terms of the office, you know, we're shaking things up a bit. My staff is very hardworking. And so we have an appointment system. We're trying to improve our back-end systems just so that we can be more efficient in the community. And of course, hopefully when COVID lifts, we'll be able to go physically to some of these communities and bring organizations from Jamaica to the communities, because service is important.
So then, when you're saying service, because for mm-hmm. us, we know right now there are some buildings, businesses going down because of COVID. People are looking for information, how they can do. One thing that everybody was really interested in before COVID hit was trade. They, mm-hmm. you know, they want to go back home. A lot of people are retiring now that want to go back home to Jamaica and, you know, lived a good life. They came to Canada for many years. They want to go back to good life. How are you going to help us and help them achieve that goal?
Well, certainly with JAMPRO, what we're going to do is to at least share information on what are the sectors that are of importance. If persons have ideas outside of those sectors, then we'll be happy to have a conversation and then point you to the right people in Jamaica, which one office would be Jamaica Business Development Corporation, because you're looking at the scale of businesses. So JAMPRO will deal with big businesses and JBDC will deal with small, micro, medium enterprises. So it's important for persons to be very clear about what they want and to do some amount of research, because it we don't necessarily offer a concierge service that would be outside of our scope. So it's and this is the time to do it.
So speaking of services, I want to bring up the website and explain about the services, because people might not know what can we do at the consulate. You know, if we need A, B, and C, we go to the consulate. If we need A, B, and C, call this number.
Yeah, right. So, of course, there are passport services. So the passports are issued in Jamaica, citizenship certificate as well. And citizenship meaning you're Jamaican by descent, meaning one of your parents is Jamaican, as well as it could be a grandparent or a great-great-grandparent. In fact, that is what I'd like to flag. It's important for persons to pass on the generations. And from there, you can apply for a passport. People also can apply to when they're going to the driver's license agency here to apply for a license. We actually give a letter, so there's that. There's police certificate. We co-sign those letters as well. So that, in a nutshell, is some of these services that we provide.
All right, and here's the website right here. If you want some information, you can go there. And then we were talking, you're updating, you're doing new stuff. You want the information to be out there for it, make it easier for the public to recognize certain things.
Right. That's definitely on our radar.
Okay. So what is with COVID happening now, how mm-hmm. can we get involved? How can we get in touch? Do we just call? Do we send an email? What's the best way if we're looking for help right now?
The best way is to send an email to info@jcgtoronto.ca, and we definitely respond. In fact, in terms of your visit to the consulate, we only take appointments, given that we're in modified stage 2. And I think that's going to be around for a long time, because it gives us the opportunity to serve people better. So that's between 8 a.m. and 12 noon. So we have a feature on our website, book an appointment, and we encourage person to do so. And people can also just send us an email if you need to reach out to us for information.
All right. And then speaking of information, you're always putting out new information. I've seen a post out that you know, if you're looking for different things, things are coming up. You guys are not scaling back, as I want to say. Even though there's COVID, you guys are moving forward.
No, we can't. So we have to use social media. So I'm happy that we have team members who are adept at this. And coming up, we have a virtual launch of former Prime Minister PJ Patterson's book, My Political Journey, and that's being hosted by Ryerson University here in Canada and University of the West Indies, Mona, in Jamaica. So that's coming up on November 2.
Right. So that's November 2nd, 5:30 to 6:30. So it's just 1 hour online. So don't miss it. Don't get there late. You don't want to miss that. You know, things like this that we want to push out, there's going to be information. There is your hotline. You're always pushing out emails and what's going on.
Right.
And I guess if you want to leak it, sir, you can leak it. Something special.
I know. I'm going to have a fireside chat with various guests. So it's also another opportunity to push information, to learn more about what we do at the consulate, know more about what's happening in Jamaica. And it's exciting. It's different. It's groundbreaking. So I'm looking forward to that because people have told me that, we need to engage more. And so this is my opportunity to enter the broadcasting space.
Listen, when we talked about it, I'm like, this is CG's going out.
CG's doing something different.
I guess we
have to not be reticent about it, because that's how we're going to reach people now. You can't do things the same way. And we have to engage the younger generation as well. And I actually want to shout out to Monique at Jamaica National, who is helping me to reach young professionals, and they have already started working. So it's a lot going on.
All right. So speaking of young professionals, growing up, what industry do you want to see grow for our young professionals? Because, you know, there's different things out there, and we all look to what's going on with social media. We're seeing the bling bling, and we're seeing this. But, you know, what direction should we be pushing that we need, that you see that we need more young professionals jumping into?
Well, definitely in medical research, because as you realize, with the pandemic and other infectious diseases that will come up each year, you really need that science to guide or doctors and other professionals. So it's always good to think beyond what, you know, when I was growing up, people wanted to do business administration or human resource. But there are so many other avenues within those industries. So you have to now look beyond what is just the norm. And another pet passion of mine, I can, if a friend of mine back in Jamaica is listening, she would say, Lincoln, you're HR. So organizational development is also my passion. And that's my father's side of work that he did in industrial relations, because people management is important, especially now. So in as much as we connect online, there's a science beyond that. And now there's need for even more compassion as you deal with people. People come to us at the consulate and at our missions and overseas for all sorts of reasons. Sometimes we are social workers, we are guidance counselors. You know, it's things that necessarily you may not be trained in, but you have to have empathy, understand the human condition.
All right, so here's this another game we play. Since I'm merging both shows together, you're getting the full 100 today, sir.
Oh, boy.
It's called Pick 3. I have questions from 1 to 10, and you need to pick 3 numbers, and those are the questions I'm going to ask you. So pick numbers between 1 and 10.
Mm-hmm. 7.
7.
3.
3.
1.
1. Okay. Number 7. Let me just scroll down here. Okay.
Amazon is offering sign-on bonuses up to $1,000, plus get up to $20 an hour for select roles. The best part? We're hiring near you. So start now to take home something greater. New, higher wages with a sign-on bonus, a range of real benefits, and career growth opportunities in a top-rated workplace. So earn more and see how great pay and sign-on bonuses can lead to a greater life for you. Go to amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
In the heyday game of farming, the land is fair and bright. Where the wheat grows in a minute, and you can visit day or night. Where the lobsters love to party, and the sun shines every day. On the birds and the bees and giraffes in the trees, the saunas with the pigs near the fish in the stream. Makes more sense if you give it all a chance in the heyday game of farming. Join over 17 million players and download Heyday for free on the App Store, Google Play, or wherever you get your apps.
If you were in my shoes, what question would you have asked that I didn't ask you?
I think you have asked them all. But I think you could have asked me a question about what it was like in Jamaica during a hurricane.
And the answer is?
Scary. I was there during Hurricane Gilbert, seeing the rooftop go up. And then come back down and go up and come back down. And but it didn't fly away, thankfully.
And then how did, and then when you come out, see, let's touch on that a little bit. How did that mm-hmm. change you? Because now you see all around you the devastation, and then the people coming together to help each other out.
Definitely. So it and in the middle of that hurricane, I remember my father and other men in the community going around during the eye, just to do a check and help other people. So it brought a sense of community. And that's one of the things I learned growing up.
All right. So here's the next question for you. Question number three, it says, what advice would you give someone trying to do what you do growing up? So someone just like you says, I want to be the next CG. What advice would you give them?
I would say be open-minded. If I were to do this again, I would do accounting and marketing and public relations. It's not just to be stuck in one rut. There are many ways to enter the foreign ministry, and there are many ways to enter the diplomatic field. So it's about being open-minded and embracing all of your experiences, because each one of us has a different perspective on life. And so I would advise any youngster seeking to enter the diplomatic field to just be open-minded and just understand that there is no silver bullet, really, in entering. The way how the world is now, you need ICT skills, you need project management skills. It's not like how I joined 25 years ago. It's not the same.
Okay, and actually, it's funny that you mentioned some of these things, because your last question that you picked, number one, is what's the one thing you wish you would have known before becoming CG?
Well, that... It's a lot of administrative work, more than I expected. So in as much as you have to be out in the community, every day you go to work, there is something to fix. So you have to have an inquiring mind and just be able to listen, really. That's one of the traits that I have to exercise and research. It would have been done before, or to get background information, and collaboration is essential in this job.
All right. So speaking of collaboration, I'm going to put down these notes. I'm going to jot these notes down, and I hope everybody that's watching and listening is going to jot these notes down. What can we do to help you? What can we do as a community to help you to get to your goals, to help us to help you? Because it's not just going to be done by one man. We have to jump on board with you and say, okay, I see your vision. What do you need help with? What information can we give you so we can get over the hump?
Right. Well, first of all, we need to have a directory. And that's something that I have a team of people working on. We need to know all the community organizations. So at least I'd invite people to write in. I know we'll get the appropriate form out to those who we know, but I need people to write in to share information about their organizations whether they are registered or not. So I need to have a sense of the groupings in the five municipalities, because that's the other thing that I'm learning, that Toronto, as you say, coming in, now that I'm thinking about it, I didn't understand that Toronto was not just the city of Toronto. Mm-hmm. It's a huge place. And it so you have to really have a good understanding of the history and just the work that people are doing. So that's one. Also, I want to connect with churches. So I need to know as well, churches in the various municipalities as well. I'm seeing things through a map. So that will help me to know the profile, basically, of our community. So that's something else that we need information on. Who are the Jamaicans in Scarborough or Markham or you know, Richmond Hill? You know, so it's because that helps us as well. That also helps the businesses in Jamaica who are marketing products, so they can have a good understanding of the taste patterns. So that is what I think so far that will help.
Okay. So if we need information, I'm going to put it back up on the screen one more time. Don't hesitate. That's the one thing I'm going to tell everybody, just knowing you for a little while. You are open, and you know, you're open for information, and you're open to get to help others. So I have to applaud you for that. So I'm going to put the website up one more time. Email, and then there's a phone number, and 416-598-308. That's 598-308. So before you call and before you do the email, check out the website on what they can do to help you first, because I don't want you going all the way down there, because sometimes you need a couple of paperwork and you need signing off from your job, and you know, you need some things that you need to bring with you. So I don't want you to make that trek all the way down there just to get, you know, find out that you're missing a couple of things. All right, sir, it's been a pleasure and an honor to have you on my show. But the one thing we do before we let you go, it's called the Queen Wave. So this is your opportunity. this is the opportunity for you to shout out anybody that might be watching, anybody back home in the UK, in Jamaica, if you want to say hi to. This is going to be seen around the world, because I know everybody's going to want to get to know you a little bit better. Shout them out. This is your opportunity. Go ahead.
Well, I must send a shout out to my parents, Basil and Dazzling Downer, to my colleagues at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, to my staff here, to my friends, Wayne and Lloyd Goling and Van Scatter in Florida, to my good friend, Leslie, to Marsha, to Jackie, and in the UK, to Roy, Dorothy, Joy, among many others that I have.
Not a problem. We'll see you next time. And like I tell everybody, you didn't have to watch, you didn't have to listen, but I thank you that you did. Today, call someone, let them know you're still around, let them know you love them. If you see somebody, just say hi, make somebody's day, and have a great day, everybody. Thank you for watching. We'll see you next time. Thank you, CG.
Thank you, Charles.
Has come to an end, but the fun doesn't have to stop here. If you have any questions, suggestions, or feedback,
Amazon is offering sign-on bonuses up to $1,000, plus get up to $20 an hour for select roles. The best part? We're hiring near you. So start now to take home something greater. New, higher wages with a sign-on bonus, a range of real benefits, and career growth opportunities in a top-rated workplace. So earn more and see how great pay and sign-on bonuses can lead to a greater life for you. Go to amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer. Amazon is offering sign-on bonuses up to $1,000, plus get up to $20 an hour for select roles. The best part? We're hiring near you. So start now to take home something greater. New, higher wages with a sign-on bonus, a range of real benefits, and career growth opportunities in a top-rated workplace. So earn more and see how great pay and sign-on bonuses can lead to a greater life for you. Go to amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
Hey, hope you had a great time listening to the show. If you think I did a great job, please buy me a coffee. I still got a lot of work to do. We would love to hear from you, your feedback, so please click the link and leave us a review. You can help us grow by following us on all social media platforms and sharing this link. Once again, it's time for you to jump. Success is waiting.